Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Computer works, then all of a sudden
you'll do something and your computer will freeze up or whatever. Imagine that is your car and you're driving 70 miles an hour. Duh. Come on, man. This is a no-brainer here. A driverless car is not a completely safe car. And, you know, they're like, oh, well, it caused minor damage. And it was no big deal. But, yeah, a crash in a car that has no driver could always be worse. I'm going to look at the worst case scenario. I don't know about anybody else. Also, I'm sure some of y'all saw that the Oscars or heard about the Oscars and what went down. I thought it was hilarious, actually. You know, Chris Rock was up there doing his thing, and of course, everybody was up in arms. Oh, he was talking race. And he didn't. He said this about lynching. And he said this. You know, it didn't matter. Somebody was hating on him. And, I mean, I thought it was fine. You know, I could be biased, I guess. Not that I know Chris Rock or anything like that, but I was like, it was cool. I mean, he talked about protesting. Why the hell are we protesting? You know, that's been my stance forever. I'm like, why the hell are we protesting? We never watch any of those movies that get, at least none of the people that I know, watch the movies that get nominated for the Oscars. It's rare that a movie that was nominated for the Oscars I've been interested in seeing. I mean, I used to joke like the Siskel and Ebert when they would have their Picture of the Year. I'm like, who has ever watched the Picture of the Year? It's always some stupid film. Well, I won't say stupid, but it's always a film that was like watching the paint on the wall, seeing it dry, or seeing if it was going to peel off. I mean, that's what these pictures of the year are about. And so, the Oscars. My take has always been, why are you begging somebody who obviously does not care about your choices to recognize you? Come on, man. There's no need for it. Watch your movies, make your movies, and be recognized. I mean, I'm sorry, but I do my own radio show. I have my own comic book that I'm doing. I don't do it so that I can say, well, hey, all you people who are not diverse, recognize me, recognize my show, recognize my books and my works, because at the end of the day, I'm validated by you recognizing me. Come on, are you serious? Are you serious? I mean, because that's what the Oscars and the Grammys and all that stuff is. I mean, do you really listen to the people who win Grammys? And occasionally, it may be a movie that you actually like that won the Oscars, but really? I mean, I saw a brief glance of the pictures, and I didn't like none of them. I wasn't really that interested in seeing them. I mean, the stuff that I like watching will never get nominated for anything as far as the Oscars go. So, I'm like, who gives a shit? That's just me. I mean, and of course, it was Stacey Dash, and, you know, folks have been on edge about Stacey Dash, like, oh, Stacey Dash, she's everywhere, she's a sellout, she's a house Negro, she's on TV, and she makes black folks look bad. bad voice? I don't know. Anyway, the point is, Stacey Dash is a black actress. How many jobs are there out there for black actors? Hell, Tyler Perry done took like 20 of them alone just as the deal. He won't even let black women be the actresses that they can be as the deal. So, I mean, if you go and protest something, protest Tyler Perry just because he refuses to let a woman play a woman. But I digress. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, as I see it, hell, you got Stacey Dash. As hard as a black actress, she got on in the first place because she was pretty. Right? She got on because she was pretty. She didn't get on because, oh, well, she's Stacey Dash, and she's a great actress and had range. She was pretty. So what ended up happening? A pretty girl got old, and nobody will hire her. So what do you do? You say, okay, go ahead and shucks. Go ahead and come up and be different. And how is she gonna be different? The only way she can be different is go ahead and make herself relevant. How can she make herself relevant? She was clueless. That's her claim to fame. She was clueless. So when you look at it and say, all right, she was clueless, now what happens? As a clueless actress, she's like, well, I'm going to be this. And what is she? A tired, old actress who turned herself into a conservative BS person. Made sense to me. That's what it is. I don't see why people have a problem with it. I'm like, you know, she's like, shit, I get to do my thing.
19 seconds.
I seem to have made a brief mistake here. And so what's going to happen is I'm going to come back on the air in 15 seconds. Not 15 seconds, 15 minutes. So if you're listening, due to a technical error, at 9:30 the show will be back on. In the meantime, enjoy the brief break, and I'll be back in 15. Peace, love, and chicken grease and all that. I'll holler or something like that. Or maybe I can just go on and do this now. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.